Wednesday, October 9th, just got back from Yom Kippur break of the fast out in Long Island at my mother-in-law's house. And, you know, we don't go to temple or anything. I don't even fast, which is kind of weird considering that, you know, I'm an intermittent faster or time-restricted eating, whatever the phrase of your choice is. And I do the, you know, fasting mimicking diet every quarter. So like the idea that I could eat dinner last night and then, you know, I didn't eat today till 11 a.m., let's say, like I could easily stretch it another, what, 5 hours just to like, quote unquote, celebrate, atone for my sins. And I choose not to. And that's just, you know, my feelings towards religion, I guess, and just doing things that I am told to do for no reason. But anyway, why am I so anti the act of fasting because my religion tells me to? I'm not sure. Furthermore, I'm doing Whole 30, as you know, if you're a regular listener, and the way that people like to break the fast is with, you know, a lot of bread. Bagels all over the place. Find anything you can put on a bagel, and that's part of the break the fast routine. I don't know where that comes from. You know, thinking back again to another thing I spoke about in the last handful of weeks or month, whatever, about like how I want to wake up and the first thing I want in my body is alive, right? Like fruit, vegetables, something from the earth. And I'm trying to do that for, you know, all the four people in my household. That should be the same thing for this break the fast, any fast, right? Like it shouldn't be broken with a bagel and tuna fish. First, have some fucking berries or a banana. And yeah, someone will maybe retort back, orange juice. You know what? That Tropicana orange juice, that shit is not legit. That's not healthy. You want to talk about some fresh squeezed juice? Throw some shit in a juicer? Then, you know, then we can talk. That I'm cool with. But like, if the whole idea is atoning for these sins, right? And like cleansing the negative stuff that you might have done in the last year, and then starting anew, why not start with something wholesome and alive and earthy and pure rather than a bagel with tuna fish? Anyway, I had to bring my own salad and watermelon for dessert. So that was my quote-unquote break the fast meal. Anyway, if you guys celebrate, hope you had a good one and an easy fast, as they say. And if you don't celebrate, still hope you had a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.